Talmud was having a conversation with me, and I thought that that conversation very much revolves around the pages that you're looking in front of you, that you're looking at, that's in front of you, and that is the first perek of the Chovas HaTalmidim. Let's read those words together, and we heard that Eitan Katz has made it into, I think, a beautiful, beautiful song, and I want to read the opening words carefully with you. So those of you who have it on in front of you, if you don't have the words in front of you, look on at somebody else that has it. Ashrecha na'ar Yisrael v'ashrecha al-kecha. Praised are you, na'ar Yisrael. Now he's talking to you guys. He's talking to young men, pre-Holocaust, who are learning in yeshiva, and they're full of self-doubts. So he wants to be mechazek then. And he says, praised are you, Nar Yisrael. Now, if I was talking about a Ben HaYeshiva, if I was talking to him, how would I describe him?
Bocher.
A Bocher, right? But he doesn't use that term. He says, Ashrecha Na'ar Yisrael. Where's the term Na'ar used?
Yosef.
By Yosef, excellent. Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef is Vuhu Na'ar, B'nei Bilo, B'nei Zilpa. That means he was acting like a teenager on his madriga, but still a nar, a teenager. So comes along the Piyut says in the Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. And the first thing he says is you have to realize how lucky you are. But he doesn't turn you into the Gadol Ador. He doesn't say that you're supposed to be an old man. He says, Ashrecha Na'ar Yisrael. You're still a teenager. You're still a kid. Va'ashrei chelkecha. And you're so lucky in what your chelek is. Let's stop right there. Ashrei chelkecha. Rabosa, how many people are there in the world? What's that?
7.5 billion
people. How many of them are Jews? How many of them are Shomer Torah Mitzvos? How many of them are zoche to learn in yeshiva Shana Bet? How many actually stay Shomer Torah Mitzvos and continue learning? Ashrei Chelkecha, you are so lucky. You are the elite of the elite, which is actually a little scary. But Ashrei Nar Yisrael, the Ashrei Chelkecha, that you, the chelek that you have, is something that's unique. Es ha-Torah or Hashem l'umad zechisa, you've been zochet to learn the Torah of Hashem. V'lios ben sha'ashuo, the child, the young man, is a nar, and he is the ben sha'ashuo. A ben sha'ashuo, you know, is like the cute kid. You know, there's a cute baby. It's referred to as a sha'ashuo. We are the cute child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben rechuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also looks at us with tremendous love and rachamim. Malachei Elyon Yikanucha. Angels are jealous of you. Now there's a reference over here. Malachei Elyon Yikanucha. Tonight is going to be the night of songs. You should just come in for a 10-minute muster and just like do a couple of Jewish songs. So the first song is Ashrecha Yisrael. And then there's another song. Anybody, does this ring any bells? Malachei Elyon Yikanucha. There's become a popular song by Yossi Green called Hiskaptzi. Do you guys know it? Okay, so it has a nice beat, right? What are the words? Hiskapt, by the way, it's not Hiskaptzi. The Hasidim say the correct pronunciation is Hiskaptzu. Hiskaptzu Malachim Zelzeh. Va'omar Zelzeh. They say to each other, Miuzeh, who is this? It's Vezehu, who is it? It's Moshe Rabbeinu that's coming, and the Malachim are saying, what's he doing here? Why are the Malachim challenging Moshe Rabbeinu on? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to take the Torah. And the Malachim say, the Torah is too holy for you. And Moshe Rabbeinu then has a debate with them. And ultimately, the Torah is not meant for angels. That's the reference over here. Of that Maimer Chazal of Iskatsu. Malachei Elyon Yikanucha Af Yikirucha. Paradoxically, they are jealous of you, yet at the same time, They know that you are dear because of you, due to you, the world is raised up. V'sar fekel alecha yismahu. They're amazed. You know what the angels are amazed about? The angels are amazed that from their perspective, there's only the heavens. The whole idea that something and someone who's made out of flesh and blood, that he could have at the same time a part of him that's angel, the angels don't understand that. It's amazing. Yismahu. That we could take ourselves and raise ourselves up and to be ourselves like angels, while at the same time being made out of blood and flesh, is something that the angels find absolutely astounding. And therefore, ultimately, the angels begrudgingly say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. You're entitled to the Torah in a way that we're not. When I was learning it with a couple of the guys here in the Reisha Beis Medrash, I was zocha to understand something I never understood in the Kol Asat Talmidim. Another reference, a lot of references here. And they ask each other, where do we have the malachim asking each other? In Kedusha, right? Aye mekom kavoda. And they ask each other, but they're not asking as in Kedusha about God. Who are they asking about? They're asking about man. Says the Piat Sezner Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, just like the angels wonder and are amazed about God and His essence, V'zeh El Zeh Sholem, it's a play on the Kedusha. They ask each other and they're just as amazed, or almost as amazed, as you, at you. That you yourself are someone who could be connected to the highest of high, even though your legs are rooted in the lowest of low. Mihu anar, and they ask Vizel Zesholim, who is this young man Asher Amudeish Kodesh Mipiv Mizbarim, that the fire of Torah comes out of his mouth? Okay, that's the opening sentence. By the way, when you continue listening to the song, what you'll hear is Eitan Katz sings over and over again, Ashrecha Nar Yisrael Satora or Hashem Lomot Zachisa, and then he says over this whole paragraph, in the middle of the song, as almost like a rap. He raps it. Now, I'm so indebted to him, because I couldn't make out the words. So I said to myself, I've got to open up the Kol Asat Talmidim again, and read it again, and figure out the words that he was reading. So that's this paragraph, that's the song. But what's going to happen is, if it becomes a hit, everybody's just going to know the first paragraph. And the next few paragraphs are extremely, extremely important in what the Rebbe wants to bring out in terms of our Avodas Hashem. So let's go on. Hashem samach becha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with you. V'gam ato nar Yisrael togil v'sismach begodo ashrecha v'rabas hatzlacha sazu. Ki miu ha'ish asher zacha lios meiroa apnei ha'melech. So the Rebbe builds us up. And he says, we as being the elite of the elite are zochet to see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah. V'lo yagil v'lo yismach? And you're not going to rejoice and feel special? U'miu ha'zochet she'amelech malchei ha'malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yilchash lo es matzpunach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to you all of the secrets that you want to know in His Torah. The Gemara Makos on the Yud Amud Aleph tells us, B'derech she'adam rotzeh leilech HaKadosh Baruch Hu malichin oso. The way a person wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take him. And that means the following, Rabbosai. Here's the heavy musr, if you will. This is all chassidus, but here's the heavy musr. You know what it is? If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. If you want to understand the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to become great, you're going to become great. It's only one question. What are you willing to give up? What are your priorities? What do you really want? Great doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to become the biggest Bucky in Shas. Doesn't mean that you're going to be the one that knows all of the Svarim by heart. But great means that you could become a great Talmud Chacham. Great means that if you want to know the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll become a great Mekubal. The question is, what do you really want? Now, if you want it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to whisper in your ears his secrets. And he'll teach you the Torah. Here's the next piece of Musar. Says the Piyut Sezner, Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. And if you don't appreciate that you are one of the Roei Pnei HaMelech, that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrecha Nar Yisrael, and you don't appreciate that, then that's a zilzul in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, not only do you not realize what you have inside of you, not only don't you appreciate what's being given to you, what would your great-grandparents have done to be able to be sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael? But not only are you taking that which was given to you and just and not appreciating it and destroying it and making a joke out of it, but even worse, it's Kalos Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being Mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what you're a Roa Pnei HaMelech, and you're Mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you Mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because you're Mezalzel, you're denigrating yourself. That's the beautiful paradox. That's the punchline of tonight. Because you denigrate, you don't appreciate what you have and what you are, then that's the greatest kalus rosh, the greatest levity and loneliness that you could do at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. You're so lucky, you're so special. And what does one do? One doesn't feel special. That means you, who's a Roa Pnei HaMelech, doesn't appreciate the Melech. Ashrei Chelkecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put you in the place of the elite of the elite. And you're Mezalzel in it. And you don't think and appreciate how important it is and how significant it is. But now comes the Rebbe says, I know why. I know why we don't give ourselves enough credit. I know why you don't really, really feel the Gemara in Makos and Daf Yud. B'derek Shadam writes a Leinich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malichin Oso, that anything you set your mind to do that you could really, really accomplish. I'll tell you why. That's the third paragraph. Avol Yodanu Gam Yodanu Shelu Yodata B'Nafshecha She'es HaTeira B'Lev U'Mach Tohirim HaTaloimet. If you really, really appreciated that you are capable of being pure, that you are capable of becoming a Talmud Chacham, v'eskirvas Hashem ha'yoshev v'shonek k'negdecha b'kirbecha atam argish, if you felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really, really said these words, Ashrecha Nar Yisrael, if you really, really appreciated that, then it would be a totally different story. Skip to the last three lines on the page. Avol kivan shes kolela b'kirbecha ein atam argish. But we don't appreciate that we're Roe Pnei HaMelech. We don't appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as Ashrei Chelkecha. How do we perceive ourselves? V'rak, second to last line, V'rak Kenar Ben Hana'arim. We're just a teenager. We're just a regular kid. Just a regular kid who had my challenges in high school and my challenges in life, like all the other Shana Aleph guys. And I'm going the motions, then I gotta go to college, and then I'm hopefully gonna find a good girl, and then I'm gonna try to make a living. Kinar Bein Hana'arim. Like every teenager who has confused dreams and is not sure what their next step in life should be. He doesn't look at himself as Ashrecha Nar Yisrael Ashrei Chelkecha. Lochein, last line. Lo tefarkes nafshecha. Your soul doesn't jump. And you don't know to rejoice in these amazing things. Because you look at yourself as a teenager. Okay. So the Rebbe's got us a little bit. He's got a very, very powerful point. But then there's a defensive reaction. The Rebbe continues. And that is when someone says, you could become a great Talmud Chacham. When someone says, whatever you set your mind to, you could become a great Baal Chesed. Whatever you could accomplish in life is something that's really, really special. Then the defensive reaction is, but wait a second, I'm not sure. I told you, it's priorities. Do I want to give up my priorities? Is it fair for a Rebbe to ask someone who's going from Shana Alfin to Shana Bet to be as serious as a 45-year-old man? It's not natural. That's one of the arguments about yeshiva life. It's not natural. Let a teenager be a teenager. Let a young man be a young man. Let him experience college. Let him experience life the way it's supposed to be experienced as a free person, and then eventually he'll settle down. After a few girlfriends, he'll settle down eventually when it's time. Why not? It's not natural what we're talking about. To live like an angel, that's something that's not natural. So the Rebbe responds to that question, and he continues, Ben Yakir, Efshar Tefache Lomar, in the second page, Ibrahim Askel Ben Yakir, Hine Ata Oy Narach V'tov, I know that you're young, I know that you're youthful, I know that you have natural inclinations, I know you want to be a social animal, I know that you have a lot of energy that you want to get out, that the base of Medrash can't hold all of your energy. Oyev L'Shoyvev, you love to be wild. You want to have a social life. How could someone say that now you should worry about becoming a Talmud Chacham if at the end of the day you're not ready to sit in a chair in a Beis HaMedrash for day in and day out? And what's the Rebbe coming along and saying? Ashrecha Nar Yisrael, you're one of those malachim. That's not realistic. What are we saying in one Musar Shmuz? We're asking you to act like an old man. And to push away those natural youthful inclinations. So how are you supposed to reconcile these two things? It's true, but at the same time, where are you? What stage of life? How did the Rebbe start off? The Rebbe didn't start off Ashrei Bachurei Yisrael. He started off Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. It's okay to be a Nar. Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita says that the word Shovev, everybody knows from Shovevim, right, where we work on our Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Abris, and so on, the word Shove, the Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Shovavim means to be wild. Says Rav Weinberger, when we're talking about Kedusha, we're not talking about paralyzing ourselves. We're talking about being wild, but being wild in Kedusha. Says the Rebbe, we're not asking you to be any older than who you are. We're talking about Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. You're not supposed to be a malach. You're supposed to be a nar and continue being a nar. The problem is, as the Rebbe said, that for some reason there's often a resistance inside of the person, whether it's the cynicism, the fear, or the lack of belief in himself. And with this I conclude. A lot of times, Talmidim say, what I'm doing is not enough. Doing is not enough. I set out, we're now towards the end of Zman. I set out that I thought that I was going to accomplish X in Zman, and I've accomplished X minus. And what ultimately happens is that Talmud forgets all of these pieces of Ashrecha Nar Yisrael. To realize that so much of what we've accomplished is absolutely amazing. Malachim Yikanu B'cha. For sure, next Zman we want to do it even better. But not to focus on the things that we didn't accomplish, but to focus on the things that we have accomplished, and to rejoice, to have that sense of Ashrecha Nar Yisrael, because that's what's going to give us the koach Be'ezer Hashem to go further and to go higher and to really reach that place of Kedusha that every single one of us has a direct connection to.